Will everyone in the Missouri Senate please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
From the 28th Psalm we hear, "The Lord is the strength of his people. He is the saving refuge of his anointed." Heavenly Father, be with us as we wrap up things this week. And as we set out to travel this day, we remember how you led Sarah and Abraham on their pilgrimage and the people of Israel through the wilderness. So also protect the management of our way and guide all who travel this day, bringing all to a welcome homecoming. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dempsey, Dixon, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Kevney, Kehoe, Kraus, Lavoda, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Parson, Pierce, Richard, Riddle, Romine, Sater, Schaff, Schaefer, Schatz, Schmidt, Sipton, Shoup, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from second. Senator from Franklin, Senator from Polk, Senator from Ninth, Senator from Cole. The chair would note that we've gotten awfully, awfully rowdy and awfully noisy during the roll call. Hold it down, Senator from Callaway. Your presence is acknowledged. Thank you. The Senate is now in session. Secretary, read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, fifth day, Wednesday,
Senator
January 14th.
From Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with. The same be approved.
You've heard the motion. Those in favor say aye, and those opposed no, and the ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Reading is dispensed with. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to announce the photographer of KRCG 13 Missouri Times would give permission to take flash pictures and video of the chamber.
Thank you, Senator. Introduction of guests. Senator from Cape Girardeau. You don't have your mic on.
He was up here to get a resolution for over 500,000 miles of safe driving with Buckeye Trucking Company. And his wife, Connie, is also here. And Blake Frederick, his son, and Jeff Buckeye, who's a co-owner. He lives in Jackson. He's co-owner of Buckeye Trucking. Bruce Arden, the safety manager. Becky Sampson, the sister, who lives in Versailles. J.C. Hazelwood, the granddaughter there, 2 years old. And Steph Copeland, Missouri Department of Transportation. I'd like to please...
Will all the guests of the Senator from Cape Girardeau please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. Senator, may the chair inquire of you. Did you say Versailles? That would be the correct original pronunciation.
Missouri, right?
As Missourized, it is Versailles.
Versailles. I stand corrected, Mr. President.
Further introductions. We're delighted to have these guests with us today from a very fine company in Southeast Missouri. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances, resolutions, concurrent resolutions, introduction of bills. Senator from the 7th. Send it forward, sir. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 249, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the duty of scrap metal operators to obtain certificates of title for certain inoperable motor vehicles.
Okay. Senator from the 2nd, send your bill forward. Two bills. Send the bills forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 250, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to the statewide licensure of electrical contractors.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 251, introduced by Senator Onder, an act relating to virtual education.
Senator from St. Genevieve, send it forward, sir. Two bills?
Two bills, no explanation needed.
Thank you, Senator. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 252, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to a prohibition on certain telecommunication items being possessed in correctional facilities.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 253, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the governor's authority to make certain conveyances of state property.
Senator from the 8th. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 254, introduced by Senator Krause, an act relating to the World War I Memorial Trust Fund.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a bill.
Send it forward.
I would like to explain it.
Read the bill.
Senate Bill number 255, introduced by Senator Schaaf and Senator Holzman, an act relating to industrial hemp.
Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. When I was 9 years old, my family moved from Jennings, which is right next to Ferguson, by the way, to St. Joseph, and we were lived outside in the city limits, and the piece of property that we lived on was covered by hemp. It was actually a hemp farm before we moved there, and I remember a specific day when the sheriff came and was visiting my father, who happened to be a friend of his, and there was this gigantic hemp plant that was at least 11, 12 feet tall. At least it seemed that way to me. And as we were standing there having this discussion, my father was very worried that the sheriff was going to notice that there's this huge marijuana plant right there. But he didn't say anything because he knew that hemp grew all over the place. You'd drive down the road or any rural road in Buchanan County, and it was just literally covered with hemp. They used to bundle up hemp and put it along on rail cars, and as the trains would drive down the tracks, the seeds would blow out, and that's why there would be hemp growing all along every railroad track in sight. And it was a big business. It used to be that that was a major crop, especially in Buchanan County. The thing about ditchweed is that you can't really get high smoking it. In fact, we learned that last year when the senator from the 10th got us to pass the CBD oil bill. We've already sort of, in a way, legalized the growth of marijuana in this state. One of the things about hemp is that it's great for building materials. If you use it in bricks, you can use it to make bricks. It makes them stronger, and it makes them have a higher R value. So it actually, you know, you actually end up with a better product, and you can use it to make fiberboard as well as many other products. So if we were to allow the growth of hemp in our state, it would open up an entirely new industry. It's such a hardy plant that you throw out the seeds practically. You don't have to cultivate it. You don't have to replant it. You don't have to really use any herbicides or pesticides. The quail and the other wildlife love it. It practically grows itself. And the other thing about it is if you plant it next to another variety that has a high THC content, the offspring will have a low THC content, and it kind of ruins so, you know, it's not like the kind of thing that people are going to go out and steal and get high on. It would be a real boon to our small communities if we could do this. There are a lot of property that hemp could be grown on. I don't know if this body has the will to take up this bill and pass it, but if they did, it would be a real boon to our economy. It would help a lot of farmers have an alternate crop to plant, and I think that it would bring a lot of revenue to the state, and we'd be one of the first states in the union that would show a little bit more common sense. And I would like to at this point thank the senator from the 7th for co-sponsoring it with me. It'd be a bipartisan bill. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator, may the chair inquire of you. Senator, you from Buchanan County or Andrew County?
Buchanan County.
Just wondered if you're one toke over the line either way.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from Cass. Senator from Barry, I'm sorry.
Mr. President, I have two bills.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 256, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to state debt owed by non-custodial parents.
Explain, Senator. Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 257, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to managed care organizations.
Mr. President, this has to do with low-weight babies.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Senator from Cape Girardeau.
I have two bills, neither explaining.
No, thank you. Send them forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 258, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to a sales tax for regional jail districts.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 259, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to public funding for family planning.
Senator from Boone, sir.
Mr. President, I have six bills.
Six bills.
And the only explanation I would like to offer is that all six are related, which is why they're six.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Send your legislative package forward. Read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 260, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to hospital reimbursement allowance taxes.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 261, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to ground ambulance service reimbursement allowance taxes.
Read the third bill.
Senate Bill number 262, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to nursing facility reimbursement allowance taxes.
Read the fourth bill.
Senate Bill number 263, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to pharmacy reimbursement allowance taxes.
Read the fifth bill.
Senate Bill number 264, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to Medicaid managed care organization reimbursement allowance taxes.
Read the last bill.
Senate Bill number 265, introduced by Senator Schaefer, an act relating to intermediate care facility for intellectually disabled reimbursement allowance taxes.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire the Secretary of their message to the Governor? I believe there are addendum letters to the previously made appointments. I would ask the reading be waived and the letters be printed in the journal.
Reading will be waived and they shall be printed in the journal, Senator.
Mr. President, objection. The Senate will go to order of business of reports of standing committees.
Reports of standing committees. Is it the Senator from 23rd?
Mr. President.
Senator.
Thank you. Mr. President, I have committee reports from your Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments, a list of the appointments and reappointments, and the reappointment has been distributed on desks, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Does any senator object to waiving the reading? Reading is waived. You have a motion, Senator?
Getting myself organized here, Mr. President. Just one second. Mr. President, I request unanimous consent of the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
Hearing no objection, that is how we shall proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the committee reports be adopted and the Senate do give its advice and consent to the appointments and the reappointment.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I renew my motion.
The senator renews his motion adopting the committee report and confirming the nominees. As many as are of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The committee report is adopted.
President Wiley.
Senator.
I have the escort committee for House Concurrent Resolution 1 and House Concurrent Resolution 2. I'm going to send that forward and ask that it be read.
Send it forward. Read the committee report. I'm sorry. Read the escort committee.
Escort committee pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 1, Senator Curls, Senator Kevney, Senator Kehoe, Senator Krause, Senator Munslinger, Senator Nasheed, Senator Pierce, Senator Sifton, Senator Walsh, Senator Wasson. Escort committee pursuant to House Concurrent Resolution 2, Senator Chappelle Nadal, Senator Dixon, Senator Emery, Senator Holzman, Senator Kevney, Senator Schaaf, Senator Schaefer, Senator Schmidt, Senator Shoup, Senator Sifton.
Shall be printed in the journal. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Objection, the Senate will go to order of business, the second reading of Senate bills.
Senate bills, second reading.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 21.
Senate Bill 21, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to law enforcement officers.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety. Senate Bill 22.
Senate Bill 22, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 23.
Senate Bill 23, introduced by Senator Chappelle Nadal, an act relating to firearms.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 24.
Senate Bill 24, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to public assistance.
Seniors, families, and children. Senate Bill 25.
Senate Bill 25, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to an income tax credit for dependent children.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 26.
Senate Bill 26, introduced by Senator Sater, an act relating to emergency administration of epinephrine by auto injector.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 27.
Senate Bill 27, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 28.
Senate Bill 28, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to simplified annual school report cards.
Education. Senate Bill 29.
Senate Bill 29, introduced by Senator Emery, an act relating to the employment of teachers in school districts.
Education. Senate Bill 30.
Senate Bill 30, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to penalties for allowing minors to possess intoxicating liquor.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 31.
Senate Bill 31, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to crime.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 32.
Senate Bill 32, introduced by Senator Cunningham, an act relating to the sales of used manufactured homes.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 33.
Senate Bill 33, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the protection of women's health.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 34.
Senate Bill 34, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to military and overseas voter registration.
Financial governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 35.
Senate Bill 35, introduced by Senator Wallingford, an act relating to the termination of Mole HealthNet services for participants residing out of state.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 36.
Senate Bill 36, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to unlawful discriminatory practices.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 37.
Senate Bill 37, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to settlement offers.
Small Business. Senate Bill 38.
Senate Bill 38, introduced by Senator Romine, an act relating to the Joint Committee on Mo HealthNet.
General Laws. Senate Bill 39.
Senate Bill 39, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to the licensure of animal care facilities.
Agriculture. Senate Bill 40.
Senate Bill 40, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to an earned income tax credit.
Ways and Means. Senate Bill 41.
Senate Bill 41, introduced by Senator Lavota, an act relating to elections.
Financial and governmental organizations and elections. Senate Bill 42.
Senate Bill 42, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to the use of deadly force by law enforcement officers.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 43.
Senate Bill 43, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to officer-involved deaths.
Judiciary. Senate Bill 44.
Senate Bill 44, introduced by Senator Nasheed, an act relating to criminal history inquiries of applicants for employment.
Small Business. Senate Bill 45.
Senate Bill 45, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to empowerment microgrants.
Jobs. Senate Bill 46.
Senate Bill 46, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to health care transparency.
Veterans Affairs and Health. Senate Bill 47.
Senate Bill 47, introduced by Senator Holzman, an act relating to the use of solar energy systems in certain planned communities.
Commerce. Senate Bill 48.
Senate Bill 48, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to banning lobbyist gifts.
Rules, joint rules, resolutions, and ethics. Senate Bill 49.
Senate Bill 49, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to elementary and secondary education.
Education. Senate Bill 50.
Senate Bill 50, introduced by Senator Sifton, an act relating to the distribution of revenues collected from traffic violations.
Jobs. Mr. President.
Senator.
Would you please refer the addendums to the gubernatorial appointment committee?
Affirmative, sir.
Thank you.
So ordered. Thank you. Senator from Newton.
Thank you, Mr. President. Objection. The Senate go to a business of second reading of Senate concurrent resolutions.
Senate concurrent resolution, second read.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate concurrent resolution 4. Senate concurrent resolutions 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 to the Committee on Rules.
We need to read that title.
Okay.
Senate concurrent resolution number 4, offered by Senator Walsh, an act relating to recognition of September 26th as Mesothelioma Awareness Day in Missouri.
Senate concurrent resolution 6.
Senate concurrent resolution 6, offered by Senator Schaaf, an act relating to disapproving the recommendations of the Missouri Citizens Commission on Compensation for Elected Officials.
Rules. Senate concurrent resolution 3.
They're so referred.
Thank you.
As you requested. Thanks, Senator. Senator from Newton.
No objection. The Senate will go to business for announcements.
Announcements. Senator.
Mr. President, no further business comes from the body. I move the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Tuesday, January the 20th, 2015.
Those in favor say aye.
Aye.